Get ready to operate in your covenant promises. That is what God says for this week. We have entered into a brand new week, and I'm here to tell you all about what is happening on the Hebrew calendar according to the month of Heshvan. We have just passed through the 17th of Heshvan, which is the day that Noah entered into the ark. It was the day that God called him to come into that place of covenant with him, that he was going to be the one that all of humanity would end up coming from. Why? Because God was protecting his family before the flood. And when God protected his family, then God protected us, because we are in essence the sons and daughters of the inheritance of Abraham. And so this is a time where God has been dropping mantles from heaven, right? You've been listening to my messages on the mantles falling. Then there's new assignments with that. Well, there is now new covenant agreements that are happening as a result of us entering into agreement with God according to our mantles and our assignments. So I've had multiple encounters with God this week. I had a dream where I was actually stepping into some new shoes, and those new shoes, God said, had new assignments attached to them. So this is a time where we are getting new shoes, we are getting new assignments. Now, for some of you, you are being forced to leave your old ones and step into your new ones. You got a little bit too comfortable. But after we came through the month of Tishri, and we came through the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles, things began to slow down. And last week I shared with you there was a lot of spiritual warfare. But what was the enemy doing? He was proving the promotion on your life. And so this is the week where God says, come into covenant agreement with me. He says, covenant is confirming my calling with you. And so just as he spoke to Abraham and he spoke to Noah, and he spoke to many of the icons of our faith, he said, come into covenant relationship with me, and I, God, will be the greater one in the covenant. See, covenant means that there's a cutting of the flesh. There is, as we know, we have the old covenant, which is the law, the Torah of God. And then we also have the new covenant, which is Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. He fulfilled the old covenant so that we could begin to step into the new covenant. In each case, there was a shedding of blood that was necessary in order for that covenant to be made with a greater party. We know when Abraham was spoken to by God, and God said, listen, Abraham, I want to make you into a great nation. I want to make my name great through you. I'm going to make your name great. You're blessed to be a blessing. I'm going to bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you. As he spoke to Noah and told him to get into that ark, and if Noah believed it, he would then be entering into that covenant relationship, that he would be the first family that would survive that. When God speaks to us about covenant, there is always a cutting of something that takes place. There is always a shedding of blood in some respect. And so who is the shed blood in this? Who took the pain for us to enter into covenant with God here as we're in the new covenant? Is Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. He is the mediator of a new covenant. And so we've entered into a new covenant with the Lord. This is a new and living way. And so as God speaks to us this week about the covenant relationship that he has with each one of us, he's saying, listen, Jesus died, buried, resurrected, and ascended for me, God, to be in relationship with you. And now I'm calling you to the greater at this time. I'm calling you to wear some new shoes. I'm calling you to step into some secret assignment. That's the encounter I had with the Lord 2 days ago. He said, there are secret assignments that I have my people on. Now listen, this is really, really important. Secret assignments, what does that mean? It means that God is putting you in some unique places where you even blend with others. You might even look like them in every way, but you are the secret weapon that God has sent in order to release his glory, in order to release who he is in that moment. And I saw in the spirit realms, the more I began to synthesize what God was speaking about these secret assignments, is that he is putting at different mountains of influence, you know, the seven M's, the seven mountains of influence. What do we have? We have education, media, arts and entertainment. We have government, business. We have finance. You know, we have these types of seven mountains, and we are called as the people of God to come into those domains of those mountains and to rule and reign at the top, which means we got to knock off the demon that happens to be sitting there. And so God says, some of you are going to look just like everybody else, but what's on the inside of you is about to break off the enemy on top of those mountains, and I'm about to position myself through you. I saw the Lord especially releasing through the governmental mantle that many are going to be called into government, okay? Some of you are going to be called into the other seven mountains, but I specifically saw government. And I saw that, and of course, this is at this time, this week happens to be new governmental appointments that just took place last week. So I was seeing in the spirit governmental shifts taking place, and that God was calling some to rise up to those places, and that I was to back you. Come on, I'm backing you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm backing you in the position that God has called you governmentally. Apostolically, he's calling you to lead from a church perspective, okay? But also he's positioning you in these different seven mountains of influence so that you can use the gifts that God has given you, whatever that sphere is. But I want to pray right now for governmental leaders, those that are called into government. Lord, I just praise you and I thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua that you are raising up some into city councils, into school boards. You're raising them up to position them in their states as senators, as congressmen, in nations, as leaders of nations, in presidential positions, in royal positions, positions of leadership where you've called them to be the breaker agent. Then some of you are being called to come alongside those that are in those positions to be able to bring increase and influence to those environments. And you're being called to be the voice. You're being called to be that prophetic voice, to stand, to lift up, to encourage. And the Lord says, do not be afraid, but I'm positioning you at this time and in this season, because it is in your voice and it is in your actions and movements that I indeed am going to change the environments that I'm calling you to, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, if that's you today and you're listening to this message, you're rising up to stand on behalf of the Lord, on behalf of the King. And listen, God says, I don't want you to be coming in down here. You be coming in to these places up here. Know that you're seated with me in heavenly places and you're releasing my glory. Do not be afraid of the others that sit around the table. God says, I'm going to speak life right from where you're at in your mountain of influence, and it will come down. And then I will begin to quicken the eyes and quicken the ears of those that are there. They will know it's the truth. And then I will begin to move from that point. I see in boardrooms and I see in certain aspects of these regions or these nations, that when people come together, you're going to look just like them. But what's on the inside of you is going to be so incredibly different that when you speak, it's literally going to stop what is happening. It is going to stop the demonic from flowing. But you don't need to keep your eyes on the demons. You keep your eyes on the Lord. You look up to heaven and you restore your sight. You recover your sight, just as Jesus did. When he had to look up before he did the miracle of the 5,000, he had to look up. He had to look away from the sin. He had to look away from the pain and the sickness. And he had to look up so that he could receive that which God was going to release to him so that he could bring a multiplication to the fish and the loaves. So see, this is a time where God is saying, listen, I'm entering into covenant with you. Now, let me tell you what this covenant means. This means that God is calling you. He's setting new assignments. You're a secret agent. but that he's the stronger party in this, okay? Because remember, covenant means that he has more than you have, but because you believe in him, you're going to make choices and decisions knowing he's backing you because he's called you into this place and you are in covenant for the direction that he has taken you. See, that covenant means you've come into agreement with who you are, the gifts you have, the anointing, the calling, the setting apart, and you're saying, yes, God, send me. And as you say that, you're in covenant with the Lord beyond your double-mindedness, beyond your fear, beyond your depression, beyond your concern about yourself. And instead you're saying, listen, I'm going to put myself out there because I know that God, you are doing something mighty. Now listen, I'm speaking to somebody right now. See, God is saying, listen, go out. I'm backing you on this. I'm backing the anointing that I gave you. I'm backing you financially. I'm backing you with divine relationships. I'm backing you. See, when we enter into covenant with the Lord, there always comes a test that we have to prove that what we heard was indeed true about us. And so with that, God's going to ask you to do some crazy things. Come on, my God always asks for some crazy things. He asked Abraham for crazy things, Isaac, Jacob, come on. I mean, all Jesus, every time he did a miracle, there's something crazy. It went beyond the natural mind. And then we saw the supernatural come into effect. And so God is going to ask some of you to do some crazy things in those boardrooms. He's going to ask you to do some crazy things I even seen it in the boardrooms of your churches, right? Okay, he's going to ask you to do some crazy things, say some crazy things. He's going to ask you to be positioned of him to prove that you know you're in covenant with him. Whew, I feel his presence on that one right now. Come on. And listen, he's talking to me just as much as he's talking to you. Hallelujah. And that he is properly positioning you for these next levels. And as he positions you for these next levels, you will be saying, I agree with who I am. And that agreement by faith is going to open up a door and you're going to get flung through that door. See, Noah had to agree by faith that no matter how many times people called him crazy for building that ark, and listen, it took him over a year to build that ark. He was building that ark and people were looking at him and they were throwing stuff at him and they were speaking vile about him and his family and they were trying to naysay him to death. Like, this ain't going to happen. There ain't going to be no flood. And in the end, he was the one that believed, and what did he do? He believed and he built. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody right now. He entered into covenant with God, believing God, and his action was to build. And then God took him and his family into that ark. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And then what happened after that? The waters rose for hundreds of days, and he came out 370 days later than when he first got in there. When he came out, there was something amazing that happened. That's a scripture I want to give you, and that's in Genesis chapter 9. And what exactly happened was that God spoke to him and said, listen, I am going to put a rainbow in the sky, and that rainbow is going to be evidence, right, that I will never flood the earth again. And it was indeed evidence. God sent the evidence in a rainbow. It was a covenantal promise that God would not flood the earth again. And listen, God wants to make some promises with you, but you've got to come into that covenant with him. Now, I've done a lot of different teachings on covenant. You can find one of those. I'll put the link below. It's an MP3 set that I did. It's called the Destiny MP3 set. It's about 5 or 6 MP3 files that talk about you realizing your destiny. What does it take to step into the destiny that God has for us? And one of those is that God confirms the call on your life through covenant, where we establish that because of what Jesus did by cutting his flesh, all right, he then positioned us to be in relationship with the Lord and for God to use us in unique and special ways. Jesus then released the gifts to us, right? When he went up to heaven, right? He got the keys to the devil, and then he released the giftings to us. When we receive those giftings, we're receiving mantles. When we receive those mantles, they have assignments attached. Those assignments that are attached means we by faith must do something, okay? And now God is not only saying these new assignments involve covenant. It's something that God wants to do with you for the next year, okay? And some of these covenants are going to go for 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. But God is entering into covenant with you that he's called you, anointed you, appointed you, and he set you apart. So this is a very, very special time for us, and it is a time where we need to step into these next levels. So God is confirming the call on your life with covenant. Now, whenever God calls to covenant, he establishes covenant. Now, how does he establish covenant? He has to establish covenant based on who he is, all right, and that you believe him, all right? So we enter into covenant because of what Jesus did for us, okay? So Jesus becomes the greater co-signer on the deal, okay? So we enter in, but he is signing at a greater level than we are. But we want to be who God has called us to be. We want to step into these next levels with God, and we want to believe in who he is and what he said. So when Jesus co-signs for us, that he knows that he is going to be not only backing us in every way, he's backing you so you will not fail in the job that he has called you to, okay? He really covers us. He covers you so much. Once you say yes, he covers you, but you must obey as you're going along. Obedience is hard because we don't often understand what's getting ready to come next. We have to obey from his character. We have to obey from who we believe God is. And who do you believe God is? Is God good? Is God holy? Is God righteous? Is God justice? Is God great? Does God love you? And let me tell you what, the enemy wants you to think that God does not love you. Come on. He wants to say, listen, God don't love you, and he's going to leave you standing at the altar, right? You're going to be right there, and he's going to leave you. He's going to leave you with no sacrifice to bring. He's going to leave you. He's not going to provide for you. He's not going to protect you. He's not going to accept you. That devil is a liar. And so I'm here to tell you that when you stand on the covenant, you're standing on the fact that you know God is great, and he is good, and he loves you, and he provides, protects, and accepts you, and that he is going to back you. He's your greatest cheerleader as he's calling you to go forth. It's time to put on your new shoes. It's time to get those new shoes on right now. Come on, some of you are laughing because you're going, hey, I didn't know why, but I went out last week and I just bought a pair of shoes. I bet if we track it, shoe sales went up last week. Why? Because God said it's time to put your feet on the ground and start treading. I need you to begin to tread over the enemy to take the mountain of influence that I have called you to. All right, so this is a time where we do not need to turn back, but we need to turn forward. Now, in Colossians chapter 2, verses 11, it says that in Christ, you were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, right? Your heart was circumcised. God put his laws on your heart and on your mind, and he properly positioned you in covenant. So when God speaks to you, he's going to speak to you out of his word to tell you where to go and what to do. Come on. And with this, he and his blood has made a new way. See, we are carriers of the new covenant, which is the new eternal order of Melchizedek. It's a new order. It's a new order. See, don't you know that Melchizedek existed and that Abraham himself took communion and also gave tithes or paid tithes? This is long before the Levitical law came in that revealed the ways of God. Simply, Abraham entered covenant with God that God was going to make his name great and bless him, bless those that bless him, curse those that curse him. He had to go to another land, though. He had to take the risk of believing God and go to another land, and then he would see the blessings come. And then we find out in Genesis chapter 12, he gets the promise. Around 14, he meets up with Melchizedek, which is a type of Christ. He's his own line. He's the high priest of his own line, the king of Salem. And he is the king of the priest of the Most High God. And they take communion together. And they engage with each other. And then Abraham pays tithes to him. And guess who's in the loins of Abraham? But all of the Levitical priest line, all of the Jews actually paid tithes to Melchizedek before there was ever a Levitical law. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because as you fast forward to the book of Hebrews, we find out that there is a new eternal order, and it is from a high priest called Melchizedek, which is, as many theologians think, Jesus himself, who dies, buries, resurrects, makes a new way through the law, through meeting the law, and puts his blood on the mercy seat, goes in as our high priest, and he declares it's finished. Because it is finished, then, we've now entered into a new eternal order. So, we are now the people that are rotating the church age to the kingdom age, where we find that Yeshua Messiah rules from the New Jerusalem. But how are we going to get there? We got to prepare the earth. So that means you got to take your seven mountains. This means you got to enter into covenant with God by making an agreement. Come on, I feel it in my spirit right now. You need to, and I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I love you. And Lord, I know what you've spoken over my life. Lord, I know that you have called me to have soul prosperity and that you would give me everything I need. You've anointed me, appointed me. You've called me before I was formed in my mother's womb. You've called me to do, and just fill in whatever that is, to do whatever that is that God has called you to do this very thing. And God, I come into agreement with you now that because of your love for me, because you sent Jesus who died and shed his blood as covenant, I enter in with you now in the name of Jesus. I enter into a binding agreement because of the blood of Jesus that I am going to pursue fulfilling the destiny for which I have been called. And that this is a time during Mar Heshvan, during this bitter time where we've come off the feast of the Lord, and we are in a time of reevaluation. Lord, right here and right now, I'm making a commitment to follow through with what you've put upon my life, the giftings, the callings, my identity in you, and I'm going to carry it. And God, you and I together in covenant, we are going to take that mountain in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm going to do what you say because I believe you. I believe in who you are. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to reconcile me and to shed his blood so we could be in this covenant. And I believe that you're going to provide for me, protect me, and accept me, and set me on the right path. And I accept that now in the name of Jesus. And I come into agreement that I'm a sent one and I'm going forth. Leka, leka. All you got to do is watch last week's word. Leka, leka. We're going forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Whew. Hallelujah. Glory. I can feel that right now. Some of you just accepted your promotion. Hallelujah. Just right below who you are, say, I accepted my promotion, Candace. I'm so excited. I want to give you a high five. Listen, you're a secret agent. And where you're at, you are put there for God's plan and purpose, for the destiny for which he's called you. And everyone that comes in contact with you is going to be blessed. Because when Abraham was blessed, he was blessed as a nation. And he blessed all of those that walked with him. Okay? And so you're about ready to be the forerunner of many others receiving their blessings. Whoa, I feel that in the spirit right now. See, I'm prophesying that you're blessed to be a blessing, but you're a forerunner and those behind you shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, God's getting ready to get your finances together. Listen, because you're blessed and because you have a call in your life, he's taking you to these next levels. And so you need to be properly positioned for what it is that he has for you. Now, in accordance with the Torah readings for this week, it's Parashat Vayera, and it's Genesis 18 through 22. It's about Abraham's life during this time. So although we're in the Hebrew month of Heshvan, which focuses very much on Noah, we have the Torah readings, which started the first of Tishrei, all on Genesis. Okay, so right now we're Genesis 18 through 22. Why does Bereshit, which means Genesis according to Torah, why does it start that way? Because the head of the year begins the first of Tishrei, which was September 22nd. So that's when we begin to start reading Genesis all over again. So what happens in Genesis 18 through 22? You need to read it for yourself, okay? But it is where Abraham is faced with many challenges. Abraham is to decide whether or not he's going to believe God or he's going to live in fear. He is faced with tremendous situations. God has already spoken the blessing to him and he's already in covenant with the Lord. But now's his time to prove it. Well, let me tell you, good old Abraham, he messes up a few times. We find that he puts his wife, he has to deal with Lot. He's dealing with Lot. He's coming up on Sodom and Gomorrah situation. He's trying to help that situation out. Then we find him, he faces Pharaoh. He gives Sarah away because he's afraid. God says, listen, we're going to test the covenant that you and I are in. And it's time to take Isaac up to the mountain to sacrifice unto me. And Abraham is going, what? Isaac is the child of the promise. What are you talking about? So he gets the promise and then he has to put the promise on the altar. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. And then we find that what? God shows up. Right? Because he wanted Abraham to obey him. See, listen, here's something about God. God's got great plans for you, but he doesn't want your plan to supersede your love relationship with him. If your plan and the things that God and you have reconciled at night, in the wee hours of the morning, during your intercession times, the things that God has spoken over you, if you put those before your personal relationship with him, let me tell you what, bust up right now. God is a jealous God, and that's a good thing, okay? It means he wants you for himself. He does not want anything to come between you and him, even your destiny, because he is the destiny giver. So destiny giver comes before destiny. So we find with Abraham, he's doing that very thing, and this is according to the Torah readings this week, Parashat Vayera. It means that God wants us to look at, there's a journey, there's a process to the progress. There is covenant, and then there is the effects of covenant, which often reveal where our heart is. So it's time to reunite with God, and it's time to say, you know what, God, I'm in covenant with you. You're the stronger party. You shed your blood for a new and living way, but I will put you before all things. That keeps the covenant, but it keeps your heart in the right space, that you're not trying to go and get this for yourself. You already have it in covenant with him. He will back you. He will provide for you. He will protect you. He will accept you. There will be tests, because the tests prove your heart. God already knows who you are. Sorry, the tests prove our heart. In Deuteronomy 8:18, I love that particular scripture. It's one of my favorites, and I teach more about this in my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class, which you can come and join. It's not too late for that. You can learn directly from me when it comes to covenant. But in Deuteronomy 8:16-18, this is a covenant of wealth. The Lord said, I fed you in the wilderness with manna that you might humble yourselves, that I, God, might prove you, that you would end up doing well in the end, is what he's saying. Because right now you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hands has gotten me this wealth, which means abundancy in every area, from soul prosperity all the way to your pocketbook. But thou shalt remember, that word remember is zakar, it means to first fruit the Lord. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that it giveth thee power to get wealth, that he might establish, that God might establish, say that again, that God might establish the covenant which he swore unto your fathers as it is today. So the covenant that he made with Abraham, and we are indeed Abraham's seed, okay? And remember, Abraham tithed to Melchizedek, who, when we fast forward to the end of the story, which is in Hebrews in the New Testament, we find that he is the high priest without beginning or end. And he indeed is the one that Abraham not only took communion with, but tithed with long before we ever had communion or even the law of the tithe. We are back to the beginning all over again through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. But come on, that's another story for another time. I'm here to tell you that God establishes his covenant with us by revealing also that he's giving us wealth for the journey. What is that wealth? That is your soul prosperity first. May you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. That's 3 John 2, okay? So first he heals the soul, and he brings the mind, the will, and the emotions into the place of knowing in this covenant. God says he's going to provide for me, protect me, and accept me. And then as we begin the destiny journey, we realize that we keep trying to still get everything ourselves. Come on. And then with that, God says, listen, snap out of this, but I'm the one that gives you wealth to prove the covenant that you and I are in. Do not go after the wealth, but go after me, and I indeed will bring you everything you need. The soul prosperity, including the prosperity in the pocketbook to get where you need to be. Come on, I'm getting excited in this place. See, never endeavor to go for the dream without the dream giver. I was in my car with my husband the other day, and we were listening to some music, and Tom Petty came on. Some of you might know him as an old rock legend, and he sings a song called Running with the Dream. And he talks about how tired he gets running after the dream. Come on. You don't need to wear yourself out. Listen, God has given a dream to you. He has given a destiny to you. He's given a call to you. It was written before the foundation of the world. Now it's coming to pass. You're in a new year, 5786, or 2025 as we roll into 2026. God says you have new shoes, you have new mantle, new assignment, and you're my secret agent. Now I want you to remember covenant. I want you to remember me. And what does God say in Deuteronomy 8:18? He says, remember me with your wealth. Wealth of your heart and wealth of your finances. He says, remember me. Zakar means bring me an offering before anything else. Come on. I'm going to pray for you right now that you sacrificially give yourself unto the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, that you become a living sacrifice, all right? Holy and acceptable to the Lord. Give your whole self over to Him. Become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And say, Lord, just deal with me, because I never want to put the dream before you. I never want to put the call before you. I never want to put anything before you. I want to come into covenant agreement that your Son Jesus has totally given me everything I need, that I can just love you as I hear your voice, and I go after that which you have written before the foundation of the world that we, God, you and me should go after. Because God, you've chosen me to be in this boardroom, or you've chosen me to be on this mountain, or you've chosen me to be in this city or this state or this province or this nation for a reason. And God, I lay down all of my reasons to pick up the covenant and your reasons. And I'm going to love you more than that as you carry me into the blessing that you promised not only Abraham, but you promised me. And through Jesus' shed blood, it does become mine. Come on, somebody give me a high five and say, what Jesus did becomes mine. Hallelujah. Because in essence, the inheritance is that we, you and me, are the son and the daughter of the King, the one without beginning and without end. All right, I'm getting so excited. I've just been preaching to you guys for half an hour. But listen, time, new covenants are being established by God. Now listen, I talked about my Destiny MP3 set. Come on, you can get it. And you can listen to 6 messages. I think it's 6 MP3 files are going to pump you up for covenant, confirming the call of God on your life. Some of you need this right now. Just click that link below, get a copy of that. Join me for the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. You need to learn more of this so you can begin to walk in the confidence of knowing God's going to back you, and He's going to back you even with the wealth that you need, not only prospering in your soul, but backing you with wealth. And I want to teach you these strategies. November 17th at 2 p.m. is when I do that class, okay? And so you need to sign up for that, all right? Sign up below for that so that we can send you a link. That is a paid class. But the next class is free, F-R-E-E, and that's a great class. 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern on the same day, Monday, November 17th, 10 a.m., 6 p.m. It's my Ascend class. I'm going to teach you what God is doing that week according to the Hebrew calendar. And then I'm also going to give you keys to living in the realms of the ascension, or these eternal realms. Okay? Very, very important, because heavenly thinking and heavenly focus is equal to the original design. So I want to help you get there. But listen, it's free. Share this with a friend. You've got to come on 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern. Okay, that's East Coast USA time. It's free. All right, just sign up below. But I want to see you in the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. Don't miss this. I'm the only one teaching it right now. And it's soon it's going to become one of my Dream Mentors classes, Dream Mentors 501. And I won't be teaching it. You'll be watching me on video, but you'll have a coach that will take you through it. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about Dream Mentors. Dream Mentors is our transformational life coaching institute, Dream Mentors International. If you need a coach in your life to help take you to the next levels, we can assign you one. You can have a coach, okay? But maybe you're thinking to yourself, listen, I want to coach others. God has given me spiritual gifts. He has given me the ability. I'm pouring myself into the word. I need some direction. We give credentials to help you be a biblical life coach. And then we teach you the principles for income. Okay. Listen, you don't have to be doing free coaching your whole life. Okay. Yes. Free is good. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's what God has called you to. That's great. But he may also be calling you to a next level of coming into a more professional understanding about coaching somebody, being a discipler at a level of helping to understand the integration of psychology and theology, the two of them together. We have all different kinds of people that go through Dream Mentors, you know, all the way from people that, you know, barely graduated from high school, all the way to doctors and great leaders in nations. Why? Okay. Because these principles are Bible principles. So it doesn't matter where you think you are on the socioeconomic status or even where you think your education levels lie. Do you not want to learn biblically what God says in his word and how to help people with it? So maybe you come out with a psychology degree already. Maybe you've come out, you're a nurse, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you know, maybe you're a car mechanic, you know, maybe you're an elder on your, and you know that God has given you a desire to preach the word and you're an elder in your church. You just want to know and learn a little bit more. Well, come on, we're here to help you out with that. We have trainers, so walk you through the program. We're going to give you credentials, and you can become a part of our network too as well. And so it is truly a blessing. Now listen, I'm here to tell you, we have scholarships, okay, and we've reduced some prices, price structures for certain nations that are in the poverty areas, okay? And so if you are feeling, hey, Candace, I want to be a part of this, but I'm in a nation that does not have the income that America or some of the European nations have, okay, great. We have certain programs that can help you through our program. You just got to reach out. You just got to have enough gumption to send us an email and let us know where you're coming from. info@CandaceSmitherman.com or info@DreamMentors.org will help us out with that information if you're interested. But for now, come into the Ascend classes. They're free, and then you can, of course, learn more. All right. Now, if you haven't got a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, it's time to get it because we're about ready to rotate into the next Hebrew month. We've had a full moon this week, but within 2 weeks, we will be rotating into the month of Kislev, a beautiful month of hope and dreams. It's a great month, and I want to teach you about that month because as we're on a journey together, we're in covenant establishment now, but more things are coming in the month of Kislev that's going to help you get to next level. So 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar, grab a hold of that now. And then for those in the United States of America, I have my Cracking the Time Code. This is all about the new eternal order of Melchizedek and how when Jesus died, buried, and resurrected, he cracked the time code. Need a little bit more time in your life? Want a little bit more peace, rest, and joy? Want to step into supernatural abundancy and stop cycles of delay? Want to understand about supernatural wealth? This is your book right here, Cracking the Time Code. No one on the planet will have it until January 6th. It'll come out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Every local bookstore will have it, but I have the copies now. Get yourself a copy. Get it quick. Come on, we will have some Black Friday sales that are coming up, but now is the time to grab a hold of it. Get one for a friend because I'm the only one that's got it. And you need to have it before the end of the year because this is going to help break open some things for you for January 1st. Okay, now I am going to be traveling here in the next 2 weeks. I will be going to the UK. My husband and I, we will be at Zeal for Christ Ministries. We will be in Tottenham for the London Healing Revival. All right. We'd love to have you come and join us for that. Go to my events page to learn more. I'll also then be speaking in Southampton as well, my husband and I. And then we're going to pass through France. So this is all the end of November, November 28th. The conference goes the 26th to the 30th. We'll be there the 28th through the 30th. And then we'll be in Southampton around December 1st or 2nd. Then we're going to pass through France and then we're going to head to Switzerland. We will be in Geneva having our own meeting, a Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching Institute meeting with Group Nations Geneva on December 5th and 6th. And then, I'm sorry, December 6th, all day. It's an all-day event at the Warwick Hotel in Geneva. Come out and meet us. If you are from France, Italy, anywhere right there around the mountainous areas of Switzerland, come out and visit us. We want to give you a hug. We want to mentor you for the day. It's a mentoring day. It's going to be amazing. December 6th in Switzerland. Then we have the following week, we will be in Aarau, and we will be having a private event there as well that we will be ministering at. And that is going to be on the 12th. Of December, December 12th, and then the 13th, we are ministering in Biel as well at the School of the Prophets in Biel, Switzerland. So you simply just got to go to our website at CandiceSmithman.com, click the events tab so that you can find out where we're at in Switzerland. We would love to come and see you. Listen, we want to just impart to Switzerland. We want to speak to nations from Switzerland. You're a prayer intercessor. If you are called to the fivefold, get out and see us because there's going to be a lot of activation in England as well as in Switzerland when we are there. We want to see you. It's going to be a blessed time. So share this with a friend and come out to UK and Switzerland. And then the last thing I want to share with you is YouTube. Well, YouTube don't like me too much because it keeps stealing my subscribers. So can you please subscribe to the video today, share it with a friend and ask them to subscribe because I will get this huge spike, these great increases, and then boom, I turn around the next day and all my subscribers are gone. So check and make sure you're still a subscriber because for some reason or another, I'm losing subscribers, okay? But I know I'm gaining them because I see it go up and then all of a sudden it goes down. So help me out with this. And please pray for my YouTube channel to expand and grow because we keep hitting a certain point and then we just go backwards again. So I just want to come into agreement with you now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, YouTube, we love you and we just thank you. You're going to start spreading our messages again in Jesus' name and that more people are going to come and subscribe. All right, listen, remember, you're blessed and highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. And I will see you next week with the weekly word. All right, be blessed.